right now on VFN TV. God has given America great favor. We're the third largest oil producer. We'll be talking about that. Third to what? And we're about to actually take over these different areas of oil production. Energy independence. Also, we'll be hearing about how Chick-fil-A is expanding its stores all around the world, including New York City, and how the New Yorker in New York City says it's creepy that Chick-fil-A's coming in. And finally, we're going to hear from Jack Ma, of the founder of Alibaba, as he talks about how important it is to understand machinery does not love. We have to teach it LQ, the love quality of a machine, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and this is my co-host,
John Ramos.
Right. What's going on, man?
I'm doing
good. Is this mic messing up? Is there something weird right there?
No, my mic's okay. You're all right.
I don't know. It's just like, I don't know.
Right now,
before your very eyes, John Paul Ramos and Greg Lancaster are bringing you VFN TV. This is awesome,
is it not awesome? This is awesome.
It's just mic stuff. It's good though, right?
It's good.
Are we on the air?
We're on the air.
Hey, we're on the air.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, we're glad to have you. We are excited about being here as always. As you can see, we have a lot of fun when we're off the air, and sometimes we find out we're on the air having
a lot
of fun.
That's right.
What's your movie voice? Do your movie voice.
I don't have a movie voice.
No, try it. Just do your movie voice.
I can't.
Just come on.
Movie voice.
If Susan would have only known.
Do that again.
Is it? If Susan would have only known.
Do the shark thing.
The shark.
No, come on. You know the shark.
You're deflecting. Give me your voice.
I don't have the voice.
That is pretty high. Anyway, let's just move on.
There you go.
Oh, my God. You got some aspirin. That was pretty high, wasn't it? No. We just like having fun, and we're so glad that you're with us today. And we're talking about so many things. And one is, I remember Kim Clement gave a prophetic word about how God was going to give whoever the president was going to be, because nobody knew at that time, that he would be given brilliant strategies to be able to do things that needed to be done. And also, Pastor John Kilpatrick of Church of His Presence prophesied that God would give President Trump specific strategies to pay off the debt, $20 trillion of debt, and be blessed in America. And part of that key strategy was befriending Israel and blessing Israel, which has happened.
Which has happened
indeed.
Which
has happened, yeah. And so you're looking at, and if you can remember where we were, where people were trying to put up solar panels, and we were struggling, and it was $5 a gallon at some points, of oil and gasoline, and it was so negative. Everything was negative about our future and our country. But now,
and we had to apologize for. We didn't apologize for America, but people felt they had to apologize for America.
And
it was
now,
bad.
But now we are literally the lowest unemployment rate in the history of keeping records for the African American citizens. Brianna, she prophesied. God gave her a prophetic dream about that, and it's happening. The lowest unemployment rate in the history of keeping records for the African-American citizens, but also for Hispanic Americans, and a 60-year low for women in America, unemployment.
65-year low for women.
65-year
low. Actually, lowest unemployment rate for Asians as well that just came out.
Right. What it means is this. God's showing us favor and giving us jobs, because a job means you can put dinner on the table, you can get the car fixed, you can do these different things.
You can take care of your family. Remember,
yes,
in 2007... Yeah. In the month of November, our country lost 700,000 jobs.
Yeah.
Not too long ago,
So
many people, when the oil prices went extremely low, a lot of people in our own country lost the working in the oil rigs and all that. They lost their employment. But things have changed.
It was very quick. And listen, only God could do this, but he's doing it.
Yeah.
And think about this. Can you imagine America being the number one exporter of energy around the world? Remember, the previous words were from previous administrations was like, we're going to have to just, the new normal.
Yeah.
And now we're at the point where we're the third largest.
Going
to be the third largest provider of energy around the world, only second to Russia and
Saudi Arabia,
and then America. And we're just about to surpass Russia, I think, really soon. As a matter of fact, listen to Glenn Beck as he talks about this. You have a reason to be excited and encouraged because that means God is blessing our country. You're looking at this $20 trillion debt's about to go away. I mean, just in the month of April alone, some of the reports are, and it's right around, we brought in a record number of dollars in revenue because of the growth of the economy than in the history of any other month in America, where literally because of growth, taxes came in with lower taxes, with tax cuts, but still more tax money came in as revenues. The highest month ever, I think it was the month of April in 2018. So it's time to get excited. Don't watch things that cause you to feel depressed and negative when great things are happening. You're going to miss God and what he's doing in the world. As a matter of fact, take a look.
Can I give you some good news? This is the country that when the Soviets challenged us in space, we doubled down and we landed on the moon within a decade. Nobody thought it could be done. Yesterday's moonshot is today's oil rush. And the great thing is Americans are rising to the challenge the same way we did back in the 1960s. OPEC tried to kill us. This is really so underreported. OPEC and the Russians and the Saudis, they ramped up oil production back in 2014 to drive the frackers out of business. Sorry. Fracking is really effective, but it is also really expensive. At first, the plan was working until 2016, and then something happened in 2016. Oil rigs began coming back online. Oil production shot back up. OPEC was baffled. How are the Americans doing this? What is happening here? Answer, American ingenuity. We had invented technological breakthroughs that made fracking cheaper and more efficient. So now here's the results. Here's where we stand today. Remember, we're running out of oil and we're never going to, you know, it's peak oil and blah, 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 blah. As of last month, U.S. oil production hit a record high. We are now pumping out 10.7 million barrels a day. We just leapfrogged the Saudis, who are putting out 10.4 million barrels a day. Russia is now number one at 11.1, but we're hot on their heels. U.S. production is set to be 12 million by next year. We will be the number one oil producer in the world by 2019. The days of being held hostage, the days of having to go to war for oil, they're over. And that's mainly because of Texas. The state of Texas alone is projected to put out 5.6 million barrels a day in the next 12 months. That's more than Iraq and Iran. In fact, if Texas were its own country, which I think it kind of is, it would be the number three oil producer in the world. Texas. We haven't even touched Alaska, California. So when people question American exceptionalism, look what we're doing and we're not destroying the environment.
That's exciting. I meant to say number two, but John said number three, and I went with his three, but it's two. We're second. We're second in the world. And we were told that we have to change our light bulbs, which I thought was a good idea, but not mandatory. And also the fact we had to have electric cars, I thought it was a good idea, but it wasn't mandatory.
Right.
And then they thought we had to quit mining for coal. It's clean coal is good. And now you're looking at one of the biggest growing economies of gross GDP, gross domestic product in state-wise, second to Texas was West Virginia, who produced the coal.
Now that's amazing.
And so now you're looking at the blessings of God. We're we're number two. We're just on a couple, not far away from overtaking Russia.
Wow.
And Russia's not. They're about half the size of our country. If you think about that, their economy is about the size of California's.
I don't even know. I know this, that their whole stock exchange, actually Apple, the company Apple, is bigger than their whole stock exchange. So
right. They're
not that big.
Right. They just have a lot of missiles. That's why we're paying close attention.
That's
right
the
there.
Only reason. Right?
But you're looking at God's blessings upon America. And it's important to understand this. America's going around like we've done again and again, and we're helping other countries around the world. Mm-hmm. An exporter of oil means we're bringing oil to your country, and we're not saying you have to actually submit to the sovereign Soviet Union, or you don't have to bow down to a wild, you know, radical Islamic government that's telling you, you know, you can't, you know, unless you go radical on us, you can't have our oil. Yeah. And so you're seeing some pretty big things going on.
It's time for Germany to start maybe buying some oil from us since we're part of NATO.
Right.
And we're supposed to help defending them instead of buying all their oil.
Yeah, if you didn't see our program on NATO, you need to see it, because NATO was all about defending the world from Russia, from the Soviet Union.
29 nations.
And we talked about that, the very fact that why would then, if we're part of NATO, why would Germany be having a gas pipeline going to Russia? You need to get that from America or other countries, because how can we be paying for your defense when you're actually getting oil from the one we're trying to defend you from? But we talked about that in a previous program.
Kind of a conflict of interest, don't you think?
It's a very, and of course, the Angela Merkel, the prime minister, says it's private. You know, we have private industry ourselves, but I think that would be a violation of the government protection, that type of thing. But listen, you have so many things to be thankful for, and God's doing some great things. And understand that there was a prophetic word given by Kim Clement, that this leader, whoever it would be, and he didn't name the leader, in 2015 and 14, he prophesied this, that he would be given a brilliant scheme to be able to do things that causes America to be blessed. Pastor John Kilpatrick prophesied that because of President Trump being in office and blessing Israel, that God's going to give him some schemes and some ideas that are brilliant, to the point where it's going to cause the debt, the $20 trillion of debt, to be paid off. And when you're the energy supplier of the world, and we're the technology supplier, I mean, so many different things that we're doing around the world, it's just amazing. We want to hear from you. How exciting is this to you? Comment below. You know, let us know your thoughts. You know, write to us. We love to hear you. You know, writing to us at friends@vfnkb.com. And also remember, too, just, you know, if America's being blessed historically, that means the world's going to be blessed, because we're going to be able to export that and bless your country and help people out. And truly, there's so many jobs in America right now, we don't have people to fill them. So if you feel drawn to come to legally, you know, come migrate to America, there's you're built on legal immigration, it's skilled labor, you know, those that have, you know, gifts and talents and meritorious, they're talking about. But, you know, engineers and contractors and all these different things, you're going to come in, you're going to have work. As a friend of mine that is at a particular country right now, that he's highly educated, but there's no work in his country. And guess what? There's going to be plenty of jobs to go around. It's called the blessings of the Lord. I encourage your country to bless Israel, too, and to line up what God's doing and watch the blessings come on your country as well. Don't forget to comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. John, what's next?
When we get back from this break, we're going to be talking about Chick-fil-A. Supposedly, the New Yorker is saying this is a creepy infiltration. We're going to talk more about Chick-fil-A and what they're doing in New York City. Join us. We'll get right back from this break.
The difference between God as a concept and God as a living reality is that a concept is something you believe in. You certainly believe in it, but it's like an accessory. It's like a credit card. It's a gym membership. I control it, and I shape it to meet my life and my needs, right? So I'm still in control. But God as a living reality is an objective truth to which you mold your life to.
Right.
And that was a big difference. And that set a lot of things in motion, especially a new understanding of the Ten Commandments.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Data Radio program. Every single day we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. And we have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partner for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area that will focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Listen, this is we're excited about this. The New Yorker magazine is not excited about it, but Chick-fil-A is just, if you haven't, you know, it's not heaven, but if you go to a Chick-fil-A and you start hearing people say, "Can I help you? Do you need something different? Can I bless you?
It's my pleasure,
it's
right?
It's my pleasure it's to my serve pleasure. You." And it's just amazing that Truett Caffey had a vision and is about his company. And he began to make chicken sandwiches, and he's changed the world with a chicken sandwich. But truly, it's not the chicken sandwich; it's God behind the chicken sandwich.
Well, maybe
and hard
it
work.
Has to do with their vision statement. This is the Chick-fil-A's corporate purpose.
Okay,
begins with the words to glorify God.
I think that's what scared the New Yorker. The New Yorker just had this article. You gotta see this. It was ran, and they're on their site. And I want to read some of this. First, let me show you Chick-fil-A in New York. This is actually what it looks like, and it's not creepy. You know, this is exciting about Chick-fil-A going in. And if you ever, you were in New York for quite some time. I was in New York, and to go into a place. I mean, the joke about my original feelings about being in New York is it was so new being in New York way back when. And that you just felt grateful to get change.
Oh,
you know
what
I'm like?
Yeah.
It's not like, here's your change.
To hear, it's my pleasure in New York, that's going to be a new
that's
thing.
That's huge. And even a New Yorker will tell you that that's how people talk
it's
to each other.
It's just the way it is.
But now you bring in, and this is why we talk so much about, VFN Kingdom Business and how it's important for you in the business that you're in, whether it's in Business Mountain, just like Chick-fil-A, and just be the light in the mountain.
Absolutely.
And now they're impacting. So much so that they open up a store. It's a simple store. I mean, there's millions of people there. A simple little store in New York.
And they got the attention of the New Yorker? Come on now, really?
Think about this. They're literally saying Chick-fil-A's creepy infiltration of New York City. So they're titling their particular article right there, right?
Wow.
It's just crazy. I mean, why? But what happens is you're starting to see light come into a dark environment. And I'm sure it could be creepy because when the light shines according to John chapter 3, the Gospel of John, Jesus says when the light shows up, it causes people who actually are in the darkness to feel exposed to what's going on. But I want to encourage you that God loves you. I mean, he has a plan for your life. He's wanting to really, bring light and hope and mercy and grace. And we're examples of God's mercy in our lives. And so it's not God hating on you. It's obviously God loving on you and giving New York an actual chance of what's going on. But one of the things they said, this says that Chick-fil-A in this article, that it's the largest Chick-fil-A store in the world. You think about it. This Chick-fil-A, and they're writing about this in their particular article. And you can show the store again. This is the largest Chick-fil-A store in the world because they always think about smaller stores and more personal and that type of thing, right? And he says that they have, 12,000, this particular store has 12,000 square feet. Now that would be, a good thing, but they're saying it's kind of creepy. It's got 12,000 square feet. And
that's 12,000 expensive square feet in Manhattan. So
So 12,000 square feet. But if, there's two or three stores to the McDonald's in there. I mean, it's just big. It's lots of people moving at the same time. Lunch break in New York is pretty intense.
That's right.
But what's the next thing he talks about? John, read this, what he says.
Says New York has taken.
This is the New Yorker magazine talking about a business, Chick-fil-A. Okay.
New York has taken to a Chick-fil-A. One of the Manhattan location estimates that it sells a sandwich every 6 seconds, and the company has announced plans to open as many as a dozen more storefronts in the city. The brand's arrival here feels like an infiltration in no small part.
The brand's arrival feels like an infiltration.
Yeah.
First of all, if you're in business, your goal is to infiltrate the market.
Hello.
So they're wanting to their business to come in and to penetrate the market. So they're actually saying this is a good business game.
This is a good thing.
Yeah.
The brand's arrival here feels like an infiltration in no small part because of its pervasive Christian traditionalism.
It means it's a Christian-owned business, an uncompromising Christian. Right. In other words, they just share their faith openly.
Sure.
What was their mission statement again?
To glorify God.
To glorify God.
And this is a bad thing?
It's been that way ever since.
That's right.
Okay.
Its headquarters in Atlanta are adorned with Bible verses and a statue
of Jesus. Whoa. It's got Bible verses?
Let me read it again. Make sure there's not a typo.
Okay,
let me check this out.
It's a New Yorker.
Its headquarters in Atlanta are adorned with Bible verses, and get this.
What?
And a statue of Jesus washing a disciple's feet.
Oh, my goodness.
Could you believe it?
Even humility.
Unbelievable.
So the word of God is on the wall, which, you know, John chapter 1 verse, in the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God, the word became flesh and dwelt amongst men. I mean, think about it. Why would you not want the creator's word on the wall, right?
Or, that's right.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Its doors, this gets worse. Okay. I don't know, maybe not, but its doors close on Sundays.
No.
Yes,
no.
Sundays.
No, that just couldn't be.
Yeah, yeah. Now they even go further. Now, now this is where they start to you know, throw a little bit of the hate out here. Okay. Its CEO Dan Cathy has been accused of bigotry.
Which is the son of Truett Cathy.
Correct.
Right. The founder.
For using the company's charitable wing to fund anti-gay causes, including groups that oppose same-sex marriage.
Well, they actually love folks.
Yeah.
If you want to feel, I don't care what your preference is in life. If you go there,
they're going to serve you a sandwich. Right?
They're going to love on you. You know, they're just love.
Sure.
They're kind to everyone.
Sure. And don't they have the freedom to support whatever they want to support?
But they actually are love. I mean, they actually love. I mean, they share the truth.
Sure.
But they share it in love and compassion. Yeah. There's no hate. I don't see any hate.
I don't see no hate.
I think I've seen some hate in the New Yorker, but I didn't see any at Chick-fil-A.
Right. So it goes on to say that Chick-fil-A's success here is a marketing coup.
Oh, wait a minute. So the fact that they're successful is not because of God.
No.
Not because their founder dedicated it to God.
No. Not because they have Bible verses at the headquarters and, you know.
And not because of focusing on Jesus and humility and training the workers up. And not because of taking Sundays off a day of rest, just to whatever day it is, take that day off.
Not because of superior, excellent customer service.
Well, how could you be making more money if you close your business on Sunday? Isn't it?
Does that make sense?
It's just God sense. It makes God sense. You honor God with your business.
Yeah.
You know, it's like tithing, you know. It's like if you just give 10% of your income, first 10% to God and honor him in that your 90% seems like 120%.
Yeah.
It just expands
everything.
Seems
to be like there's another company, Hobby Lobby.
Oh, yeah.
But David Green, God told him, I heard himself say this, that God told him to close on Sundays.
Yeah.
And he was delayed in obeying God, and he saw those profits go down.
Right.
So he finally got the idea and said, okay, Lord, I'm going to obey you. I'm going to close on Sundays. Mm-hmm. And just as long as it took it to go down, it took to go right back up.
You know, it's interesting, too, that because he's so blessed with Hobby Lobby, that I was in a museum, the tallest building in Washington, D.C., outside the Washington Monument, called the Bible Museum, that was led and the major contributor and everything was the Green family, the founder of Hobby Lobby.
Not only major contributor, but when you honor God with your business and you obey him and you close on Sundays or do whatever else he tells you to do, that business generated close to $400 million they invested in that Bible museum. That's blessing the world.
And I want to encourage you. Listen, God's into you.
Yeah.
You know, some people tell John, they tell people, you know, you can only do something for God at church. You know, first of all, you are the
church.
You know, you are the temple of God. If you're a believer, God's spirit dwells inside of you. So when you hang out with another believer, then you're coming together and Jesus rules in your midst. Where two or more are gathered in my
That's
name.
Right.
What Jesus wants you to do is do what Truett did and what the Green family did is go to your business, whatever it is. I don't care what kind of business. It could be from a bowling alley to an accounting. It could be to a chicken joint. It could be to whatever.
Yeah.
And if you give that to God, you know, God will bless you. And it's being shown evident with the Truett-Cathy family and the Chick-fil-A. And it's just, if you get a chance to find out what it's like to have a blessed business, and Adonna had a chance to go to this particular university that he was a major contributor in, and they're just ministering to marriages all around the world. Because they just treat us like, oh, it's just amazing how nice it was. Let's hear a couple more things before we go to break right here about what they said. The New Yorker said.
This is the New Yorker.
The creepy infiltration of a godly business. You know, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Says this emphasis on community, especially in the misguided nod to 9/11, suggests an ulterior motive. The restaurant's corporate purpose still begins with the words, get this, to glorify God.
Oh, wait, whoa. So you can glorify God with your business.
You can do that with your life, with your business, and all that you do.
VFNKB.com, VFN Kingdom Business. Listen, we want to help you begin to think about how you can glorify God with your business. Why in the world would the New Yorker magazine be concerned about another business in New York? Outside, this one came in and is making major impact for good in the city of New York.
You know what's interesting? Mm-hmm. I hadn't seen an article that they came against a business that glorified Satan. Now, that they didn't write about.
Right.
But this one, they have a problem with glorifying God.
Read the rest of this real quick.
And that proselytism thrums below the surface of the Fulton Street restaurant, which has the Erat's homespun ambiance of a megachurch.
So they're literally saying that they're trying to apostolize. How do you say that?
Apostolize it.
Yeah. I don't know. In other words, convert people to a follower of chicken. No, convert people.
Can you share the gospel between a chicken sandwich?
I mean, everywhere we go as believers, we're called to share the love of God, but you're given the choice to make a decision for God, not the force. Yeah. It's a big difference.
Not
you know?
This religion. No.
Yes. Nope. Faith.
Faith. If the restaurant is a megachurch, it says the cows are its ultimate evangelists. Says Truett-Cathy, the chain's founder, and Dan Cathy's late father, saw them as a tool to spread the gospel of chicken.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
Eat more chicken, right?
These cows more chicken. Yeah. Eat more chicken. Stan Richards, who heads the ad agency that created the cows, the Richards Group, likened them to a guerrilla insurgency in his book, The Peaceable Kingdom. Says, they continue to write, the joke is that the cows are out of place in New York, a winking acknowledgement that Chick-fil-A, too, does not quite belong here.
Listen, we're going to have the rest of this article on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNKB.com to get that. God wants your business to be light. I don't care if you're in entertainment. I don't care if you're in education. They should talk about you the way they talk about, you know, Chick-fil-A, about you being a teacher, you being a business owner. And God has called to do that. That's one thing we do at VFNKB is to empower you and encourage you to be able to do that. Connect with us. Find out more by going to VFNKB.com. Even sign up for our new book release that's coming, the pre-release of it. We want to be able to send you a free copy of that. But I want to pray with you right now. Don't forget to comment below. Share your thoughts about maybe how your business is doing that the same or you would like for it to do that. Or also write to us at friends@VFNKB.com. I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just thank you right now for Chick-fil-A and how you're blessing them, God. And we pray over their employees. We pray over each and every one, God, that you would just encourage them. We pray for multiple stores in New York and around the world, that you would just continue to bless them and other companies that are doing the same thing, that are honoring you, Father God. And we ask you right now, Lord, that you would end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
John.
Yes,
there's this, you know, the Shekinah glory of God, the presence of the Lord, just awesome. There's a song that that you know we sing as believers, and we've sang, it's been around for a while now, but it's called you know, Shekinah glory come down, where you're calling down the presence of God, you know,
the glory of God.
Yeah, I remember in one of the VFN churches that they were gathered together and they were in worshiping, and there's a brand new a person, their fellowship, and they've never heard about the glory of God or the Shekinah glory of God. And so everybody's singing that song, you know, Shekinah glory come down, Shekinah glory come down, and, you know, and this, it's like everything's okay. But you know, halfway through their gathering, this person leaves.
Right.
And then, you know, what was going on? What was happening? You know, so finally, maybe a couple weeks later, the pastor goes over and sees the person and talks to them and finds out what's going on and says, well, you know, I was talking to my father, and I don't know who Shekinah is, but, you know, we're not really into worshiping any of these gods. And it was just so funny. They actually thought that it was Shekinah, that they were actually worshiping some god called
Shakira.
Shakira or Shekinah. And, of course, she was able to explain what it was. It was so funny. You think about it. You're saying, like, where is the Shekinah or Shakira? What's going on right here?
That's really funny.
It is hilarious, isn't it?
Yeah.